Unit 4, User Research. User experience research is the systematic investigation of your users in order to gather insights that will inform the design process. With the help of various user research techniques, you'll try to understand your users' needs, behaviors, attitudes, and pain points. Typically done at the start of a project, but also extremely valuable throughout, it encompasses different types of research methodology to gather both qualitative and quantitative data in relation to your product or service. Qualitative data is descriptive data which looks more at how people think and feel. It helps define your users' opinions, problems, reasons, and motivations. Quantitative data, on the other hand, is generally numerical data that can be measured and analyzed, looking more at the statistics. Quantitative data is used to quantify the opinions and behaviors of your users. User research rarely relies on just one form of data collection, and often uses both qualitative and quantitative research methods together to form a bigger picture. The data can be applied to an existing product to gain insight to help improve the product experiences, or it can be applied to an entirely new product or service, providing a baseline for UX, design, and development. The purpose of user research is to put your design project into context. It helps you better understand the problem you're trying to solve. It tells you who your users are, in what context they'll be using your product or service, and ultimately, what they need from you, the designer. UX research ensures that you are designing with the user in mind, which is key if you want to create a successful product. Without UX research, you are essentially basing your designs on assumptions. If you don't engage real users, it's virtually impossible to know what needs and pain points your design should address. Conducting user research is absolutely crucial because user research helps you design better products. User research saves time and money. User research can be done on a budget. How to plan your user research. When planning your user research, it's good to have a mix of both qualitative and quantitative data to draw from, so you don't run into issues from the value action gap, which can at times make qualitative data unreliable. The value action gap is a well-known psychology principle outlining that people genuinely don't do what they say they would do, and is commonly referred to as what people say versus what people do. When planning your user research, you need to do more than just user focus groups. Observations of your users really is the key. You need to watch what your users do. Part of being a great user researcher is to be an expert at setting up the right questions and getting unbiased answers from your users. To do this, we need to think like the user. Put yourself in your user's shoes without your own preconceptions and assumptions on how it should work and what it should be. For this, we need empathy and good listening skills, allowing you to observe and challenge assumptions of what you already think you know about your users. Types of user research methods. Let's start by defining a few terms. Facilitator. User research professional who plans and executes the research, gathers feedback, and reports all of that back to the project team. Participant. A user who takes part in the research process. Recruiting. The act of locating your product's users to conduct a research test. Compensation. Users are usually compensated for their time as a participant. Usability lab. A traditional lab where tests are concluded. There are typically two rooms separated by a two-way mirror for observation purposes. Qualitative methods. Guerrilla testing. Fast and low-cost testing methods such as on-the-street videos, field observations, reviews of paper sketches or online tools for remote usability testing. Interviews. One-on-one interviews that follow a preset selection of questions prompting the user to describe their interactions, thoughts, and feelings in relation to a product or service or even the environment of the product or service. Focus groups. Participatory groups that are led through a discussion and activities to gather data on a particular product or service. Field studies. Heading into the user's environment and observing while taking notes and photographs or videos if possible. In-lab testing. Observations of users completing particular tasks in a controlled environment. Users are often asked to describe out loud their actions, thoughts, and feelings and are videoed for later analysis. Card sorting. Used to help understand information architecture and naming conventions better. Can be really handy to sort large amounts of content into logical groupings. Quantitative methods. User surveys. Questionnaires with a structured format, targeting your specific user personas. These can be a great way to get a large amount of data. First click testing. A test set up to analyze what a user would click on first in order to complete their intended task. This can be done with paper prototypes, interactive wireframes, or an existing website. Eye tracking. Measures the gaze of the eye, allowing the observer to see what the user sees. This can be an expensive test, and heat mapping is a good, cheaper alternative. Heat mapping. Visual mapping of data showing how users click and scroll through your prototype or website. Web analytics. Data that is gathered from a website or prototype it is integrated with, allowing you to see demographics of users, page views, and users' paths through your site and where they drop off. A/B testing. Comparing two versions of a web page to see which one converts users more. This is a great way to test button placements, colors, banners, and other elements in your UI.